500 brain cells can walk into any halfway decent library and pick up and do something that they've never done before. Pick up a book and read it. Walk into any good library and pick up an encyclopedia and look up the word L. Look up the word Semitic. Look up the ancient Semitic religion. And look up the word El in gods. And you will find that El was not a Hebrew god. So when you talk about Isis, Re, and El, or Israel, what you're talking about is a very, very ancient divinity or deity coming out of Palestine that has been borrowed and now spray-painted, lacquered up, and sold back to us as the God of the Old Testament. There is no God in the Old Testament, and I'll prove that. Now let me tell you something about Semitic history. The authorities in religion would have you study at their institutions, for they have formed for themselves teachers. And they would have you understand in theology that there is one God in the Old Testament, and Moses was the mediator between that one God and mankind. Nothing could be further from the truth. In Hebrew history, there were at least seven major divinities or gods. But that's something that Gentiles aren't normally told. If you go back to any good history book on Semitic theology, you will find that Israel had at least seven major gods. One, what we call, I should explain that, what we call today Judaism, that entity on the earth that we call today Judaism, is in fact at least seven cults that have come together in our modern day time, and come together to promote an ideology. But there were seven different cults. Now, for instance, today in our country we have Jehovah's Witnesses who are good Christians, but they hate the Mormons. Mormons are good Christians, but they hate the Catholics. Catholics are good Christians, but they hate the Protestants. Protestants are good Christians, but they hate the Christadelphians, and the Christadelphians don't like the Seventh-day Adventists. But all of these different groups are very powerful groups. They're very, very well-financed, highly proficient, powerful groups of Christians. They're all Christians, but they're all different. That's exactly the situation that was in ancient Jerusalem. There was, in fact, one cult which was called the Stellar Cult, or the Cult of the Worshippers of the Stars, the Stellar Cult, the old ancient Semitic Stellar Cult. They worshipped God through astrology, through the study of the stars, the Stellar Cult. The Babylonians and Sumerians were of the Stellar Cult. Then there was the Lunar Cult. The Lunar Cult worshipped the goddess, the female goddess of the moon. That's why the moon is always romantic, because it represented the female. The Lunar God was the particular god that Moses followed. Moses was the leader of the Lunar Cult. Therefore, the wonderful and holy Israelites who followed Moses, according to history, Moses was the leader of a Lunar Cult, or the cult of the moon. Why? Because the woman's menstrual cycle was connected to the cycle of the moon. And since they were into sex, that's only normal that they would worship the goddess of the moon. Consequently, of course, worshiping the moon, their holy days were always after sundown. Well, that's when the moon comes out, is after sundown. So when you hear today that the great and the holy people of God worship their Lord in the high holy days. High holy days after sundown. Just remember, it's because they were worshiping the moon, and that's when the moon comes out, is after sundown. Moses is pictured by Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo and Raphael and many of the Middle Age painters and sculptors as having horns. If you remember that, you've seen that in your history books. Moses having horns. Those were called lunar horns because Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Raphael, and all the other great masters, they understood the name of the tomb. We don't. We've been sold a bill of goods on TV. But they understood that Moses was the leader of the lunar cult. And the lunar cult master always wore horns. Not because it was a devil, but because it was called the lunar horns. Like the American Indian chiefs wore the lunar horns. Remember, they counted their time by many moons. Because they were always moon worshippers. They didn't count their time by day, but the passing of many moons, because the Indian chief wore the lunar horns, because the moon in its lower quarter looked like a thing that you would set on your head that would have horns. So consequently, Moses was the leader of the lunar cult. There was the cult in Jerusalem of the stellar cult, or the worshippers of the stars, and that's why today we're told they have nothing to do with astrology. Because Moses said, have nothing to do with astrology. Of course. That's like Jehovah's Witnesses telling you they have nothing to do with the Mormons. Or the Mormons telling you have nothing to do with the Seventh-day Adventists. Why? Because each one has their own little cult. Their own little thing. And everybody else is bad and evil. So consequently, the Hebrews were told to have nothing to do. The Israelites were told to have nothing to do with those people who read the future by the stars. Because that's all evil. But, of course, worshiping the moon and sex is all right. Right? The silliness is absolutely outrageous. Then, of course, you have the solar cult, or the cult of the sun. And the solar cult was promoted in a city in Egypt that the Greeks called Heliopolis. The Greeks called the city Heliopolis, or the city of the sun. We even have cities in this country called Sun City. The city of the sun was called Heliopolis in Greek. But in the Egyptian, the city was called On, O-N. Consequently, when you walk in a dark room, you flip a light on, because it's the city of light. On was the light. And consequently, it was the worship of the light. That's what we get when we read in the Bible about Solomon, the great temple of Solomon. Well, I'm going to show you what the temple of Solomon is. That's heavy duty into pornography and sex. It ain't got nothing to do with anything holy. And you're going to see it. I'm not just making a charge. I'm going to show it to you. But when you hear about this wonderful and holy man named Solomon, there was no Solomon. There was a divinity called Solomon because it's Sol, S-O-L, was Latin for the sun. O-M was Om, for the Hindu Om, which was the sun worship. And On was the city of the sun. So it's actually the sun in the three esoteric languages of the ancient world. Sol, Om, On. There was no Solomon. The whole thing is a story. That's why the Bible is called the greatest story ever told. It's a story. Yeah. It's not the greatest collection of facts. It's a story. I had a very, very famous rabbi who, since this is being taped, I will not use his name, a very famous rabbi in America, say to me on a telephone conversation many years ago, some people sell Coca-Cola, some people sell tires, others sell cars. We have religion. Beats working. When you find out the connection between the Roman Catholic Church, I believe the Roman Catholic Church is a very, very dangerous and powerful enemy within our borders. But not because of the normal, regular, everyday reasons that you will hear about from Protestants and people who are Catholic bashing. I find no fault with Jews as people. I find no fault with Catholics. With blacks, Catholics, Protestants, or anyone else. I'm talking about the organizational institutions. And I believe that the Catholic Church is a very dangerous and powerful institution, a cancer within our society. And you better find out why the Pope wears the Jewish yarmulke. And you better find out why he wears the talus and the connection between the papacy and Jerusalem and the Mossad and all of these other murderous gangsters, because the mafia is at home in Italy. Okay? There's something going on that we call the Roman Catholic religion, which is an extremely important and powerful presence in the world that has been camouflaged so you don't really see it yet. Wait till you see the implications of how the Roman religion has been foisted on the human race. Why the Catholic priest wears the black robe as our judges wear the black robes. Why the papacy has their symbols and why the Vatican is laid out the way it is. There are some very serious things going on here, and it's frightening when you understand the implications. Now, later on, I want to talk about my favorite subject, which I've written on and I'm going to be speaking publicly on astral theology. That's the study of the stars and the study of the heavens and where our religious ideas and belief systems came from. Incidentally, I named off three. It just occurred to me. I only named off three of the ancient Semitic gods. The lunar god, the goddess of Moses, the stellar, or the worshippers of the stars, Babylonian, Sumerian, Akkadian, Phoenician. And then there was the solar, the sun. Then there was the volcano, or Vulcan, volcano god. Saturn was another. Saturn was very important. And there seems to have been a seventh one, but I can't remember at this moment. However, all of these different cults, in order to protect themselves, finally arrived at the point where they said it would be better, instead of fighting each other, if we come together to protect our gains. And therefore, today it is called Judaism. Judaism is nothing more than a combining of about seven different manipulating, exploiting, silly cults that have come together. And when you see what I'm going to show you, this will be the time when I get into the Judaic religion and the history of the Semitic people. That's when we're going to ask the children to leave, because as holy as this holy people are, this gets real filthy. Okay? Consequently, I have stumbled upon quite a few years ago and began to unravel something that today frightens me because of the implications of it. I am totally convinced that I did not stumble upon this subject by chance. I was led to it. I still do not have the whole of the subject in mind. I do not have the whole story yet, but I'm going to unfold some of it for you today so you can see the implications of what I'm talking about how serious religion is in the world in which we live and how it's been used by our masters. This whole concept of Jesus coming back into his kingdom and bringing God's kingdom to the earth, and that kingdom is going to unite all of mankind. That's what England's called, the United Kingdom. And that's what it professes to do, that the sun has never set on the British domain. The word British comes from Brit or Berith in Hebrew. Berith in Hebrew is a covenant or contract. That's why this manipulating criminal we call the president is running around the country talking about a new covenant. I don't want a new covenant. I don't want nobody's new covenant. Covenant comes from the Hebrew word berith, Brit. I don't want nothing to do with the red coats. The red coats are coming, remember? They're still here, and they're coming again. This time they're bringing God's kingdom, and I don't want no part of it. The true kingdom of that God of the universe is a kingdom built on truth and righteousness and honesty. And none of those are found in the churches today. I will say this about the church and Christianity in general throughout the world today, and this is my belief, and I will attempt to prove it. I believe that what we call today Christianity in its entirety, Christendom, is in fact nothing more than a political movement that has been designed, organized, directed, and financed by some very, very powerful occult secret societies coming out of the Middle Ages, namely the Pierre de Sion of France, the Knights Templars of Jerusalem, and I believe it is nothing more than a front for a very powerful conspiratorial apparatus being laid throughout England and America. That's why England and America are the only two countries in the world that send out missionaries for God's kingdom. You don't see the Chinese sending out anybody for God's kingdom or anybody else in the world. It's always England and America where you have the Bible societies. Channel 40, TBN, the next time you look at that silly bunch of mess that comes on television called Channel 40 or Christian television, and you got to admit it is good entertainment. I watch it all the time. I love it. It's wonderful entertainment because I know who they really are. But the next time you watch Christian television, turn your tape recorder on, and at the on the hour when the logo for TBN comes on at station identification and you see the logo, tape it, videotape it. Then back it up later and look at it for the first time. Look with your eyes and study the logo or the symbol for Channel 40, TBN. Better look at it. You will find it's almost identical to the British coat of the Tudor dynasty of England. The British. Ish in Hebrew is man and Brit is contract or covenant. The British is a covenant man, or man of the new covenant, who is going to bring God's kingdom to unite the world, and that's why England is called the United Kingdom. That's why when the King of England is crowned, Prince Charles to be crowned as king, when he is, listen to what the Archbishop of Canterbury says to the new king. Here in our country, the manipulating criminals put their hands on a Bible. That alone bothers me. But in England, when the King of England is crowned, the Archbishop of Canterbury says something to the effect that you are taking this position of King of England for Jesus Christ. And until such time as Jesus Christ comes back, you, King of England, are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So in a world, all over the world, we are having a cry for democracy. All over the world, we are having wars for democracy. Violence and bloodshed for revolutionary, communistic, Marxist revolutionary movements who are determined to have a democracy. Even our stupid governmental officials cry about their democracy. A democracy, true democracy, is 35 whites hanging one black. That's a democracy, okay? That's true. We voted, and one man lost. 35 voted yes and one voted no. So that's democracy. Therefore, in a street, when you see a mob in the street, it's called a demonstration. Demo in Greek means mob. Demonstration. Or democracy. Democracy. Democracy is nothing more than mob rule. But the point is, all over the world, political leaders in this country and all over the earth are crying about they want a democracy. And yet, even in this country, as left-wing, Marxist, communistic as our media is, with their democracy, every time you hear them talk about the King and Queen of England or Lady Di, they just spit all over themselves and drool all over themselves and get on their knees and they just love the Queen Mother. And she's a mother, all right. The Queen Mother. They're all a bunch of mothers. The Queen Mother, when you understand where royalty comes from and that holy family, the royal family. The royal family goes back to Egypt. Isis, Osiris, Horus was the royal family. There's nothing holy in London. There's nothing holy in Rome. There ain't never been nothing holy in Jerusalem. There's nothing holy in Salt Lake City or anywhere else in the world. Religion is nothing more than an arm of the secret societies. And I, for one, have had enough. I want to show you better than I can tell you. I appreciate you putting up with my tirade, but I am very unhappy about the way the people of my country have been taken over by criminals, gangsters. And when you hear this government talk about how they are not able to get a hold on crime and drugs, and they can't seem to get a hold on the gangs, they just seem to be out of control. The drugs are everywhere, they just can't seem to get a hold on them. But if you don't pay your income taxes, you can damn well bet they'll get a hold on you. And you can go into the Amazon jungles into Lima, Peru, but they'll find you. And they'll bring you back because you're messing with the boss's money. And you don't mess with the mob's money. And they'll throw you in jail. Well, you know, we just don't have any jail room. We just don't have any room. They'll find room for you. You mess with the man's money, and they'll find room for you. They'll kick your door in. Because these gangsters are in there for one thing, money and control. So understand that when you see the drugs, the violence, the crime, the gang, and understand the gangs are being financed by some very powerful people in Los Angeles. You can tell that by their graffiti. Look at the emblems of the graffiti and you'll see Masonic symbols all through it. Better look at that. I mean, if you ever tried to buy a rifle and a gun, and yet these kids got all kinds of guns and ammunition and have no jobs, running around killing people, driving fancy cars, and where are they getting the money? Look at the graffiti. Look at the symbols and emblems. They're being financed behind the scenes by some very powerful white folks who want violence. They want gang warfare. That's part of the project of the Saturnalian principle of government, to promote gang warfare, rape, and crime. This government is bringing in more narcotics each day than the mafia could ever possibly push. It was even brought out in the San Francisco Chronicle a few years ago that the CIA was bringing in narcotics in the body of American, in the chest cavities of American servicemen killed in Vietnam. In Vietnam, they were cutting the chest open, putting the bags of narcotics, pure stuff, into the chest of the American servicemen that the United States government was getting from China because they got deals with Mao. And then sending the bodies back to San Francisco, where the CIA doctors would then cut the bodies open, take the bags out, and send them on in, and send the bags on into Detroit and Kansas City and Michigan, all over New York. Why? Because the article in the San Francisco Chronicle simply said that the narcotics was being brought in by the CIA to pay the mafia. Why? Because the mafia is doing jobs for this government. Because you wouldn't want to have the government have anything to do with assassinations and killing people. This is America. This is America is the home of the free and the brave, and we're Christian people. We wouldn't have our government kill anybody, so we just hired a mafia. Let them kill them. But the mafia doesn't need money. So what do you pay them with? They got money. They don't need money. What they need is drugs. So you make a deal with them. You bring them in the drugs, and they take care of your hits. There is a connection between our government, the underworld, mafia, La Cosa Nostra, Catholic Church. All you got to do is see Godfather 3. I mean, the man who produced that movie is trying to tell you something. Rent the movie Godfather 3, the third one. They even mention Propaganda Due, P2. P2 is a lodge of Freemasonry. Anyway, get the movie and you'll see what I mean, because they do a very good job of exposing how the Catholic Church, the underworld, government, and everybody else is all in this together. Hey, it's just business. Lastly, in relation to symbolism, I brought this out last week, but for the benefit of those who didn't hear, so much of the symbolism in Judaism today is actually Celtic, Celtic Druids. It has anything to do with Jerusalem or any holy people or anything like that. So much of what we call the symbolism, the seven-pointed candlestand, the yarmulke, all of these symbols and emblems in Judaism actually are Celtic Druids, Druidism. And among the Druids is the religious observance once a year of putting blood, usually human blood, on a tree. And they find a tree which is designed like a cross. If it has two cross members, they'll cut it all off and clean it off so it looks like a cross. And they call it grove worship in England. And they will cut the tree and design it so it looks like a cross, and then they put human blood on the cross. That was Druid. So when you hear that Jesus died on the cross and his holy blood, and God's Jesus' blood of the sacrifice of the blood, that's Druidism. That goes back to the Druids, and Druidism goes back to the Phoenicians, and Phoenicians go back to the old Sumerian Semitic. And all that stuff is nothing more than a cover for very powerful secret societies that are manipulating our government, our religions, and us. And I'm tired of it. But to the point I was making about the Druids is that the Druids priests, like Merlin the magician, you've seen pictures of Merlin with the magic wands. Magic wands were always made out of holly wood. And consequently, they're still working their magic on us with holly wood. And these people, George Lucas, they're brilliant people, brilliant men. Lucas, Steven Spielberg, I admire their work. But they're telling you something. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, you can't understand the Last Crusade if you don't understand the first one. And Darth Vader, dressed in black, the black robe, Darth Vader with the Nazi helmet, speaking out of the triangle of Freemasonry. Darth Vader. The Empire Strikes Back. The Return of the Jedi. As a matter of fact, in the old reference work called Anacalypsis, which is a two-volume set, very thick volume set called Anacalypsis, Godfrey Higgins, this is back in 1890s, did a whole series of material and research material and Anacalypsis on the little mascot demon of occult Freemasonry coming out of the Jerusalem. They had a little mascot spiritual entity that would appear and lead the Knights Templars, and they called him Yoda, and he had little pointed ears. And that particular reference book shows that Yoda was connected to a deity called Yuda. And Judah goes directly back to the tribe of Judah. Judah was Judah is Yoda. The little occult, hidden demonic force, presence, that was used by the Knights Templars. Remember the Jedi Knights? So all of this stuff is nothing more than symbolism out of Hollywood. And these people are dangerous. And the government that they have given us is a dangerous government. And the religion they have fed us is a false religion based on lies and deception. And I believe that we're living in the right time, at the right place, for the truth to come out. And that's exactly what is happening now, because it's an idea whose time has come. It's about time we find out where all of this stuff really comes from. And that's what I want to show you in just a few minutes. Would you like to take a break before we start the slides? Yes. Okay, thank you.